This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Colleagues are already starting to arrive for today's roundtable, which is 1 hour away. Last hour of Ben and Woods. We got Italian Paul in for the under the weather, Paul Reindel. Hopefully he's back tomorrow, maybe Monday at the latest. But Craig Elston is here. Said he nearly had his first hole in one on the golf course yesterday. We hit the bottom of the flagstick.
Oh, it's always a fun one. Where?
Where were you playing, Craig? I don't know if you can hear us. He plays Mission Trails. Where were you playing?
Playing yesterday when you almost got your ace.
Yeah, Mission Trails. I know he plays out there a lot.
The question, though, always. Do you count it at a par three course? I say yes.
Mission Trails is a real course.
Oh, that's a real course.
That's a real course, okay. Yes.
Where did we play?
I don't.
Mission Bay.
Mission Bay with the lights and all par threes.
So, like, I almost got one at Loma Santa Fe.
The executive
course. Would that count?
I'm a big fan of yes.
I am,
life
too.
Life is short. It's hard to get a hole in one.
Yeah, but so is that course.
There are a couple of really, like, short par three courses where all the holes are, like, 60 yards.
Yeah, Sandwich City.
I don't know. I mean, like, if you get one at the GOAT, there's eight par threes at the GOAT, but they're tough. It's a hard that definitely counts.
Oh yeah.
Even though you have a few extra chances compared to a normal round.
Yeah.
Michael says no in
the chat.
I know some people say no. I think the GOAT is always the good dividing line. I mean, if you've got 18 par threes, yes, you've got way more chances at them.
Does it
not count if you play golf every day then because you get way more chances than the guy who just plays once every 2 weeks?
What about the 100 yards plus to qualify? I could get behind that. 100
plus. Yards?
100
all right.
Yards
not,
and
it's
out.
Not the, it's not the kind of course. It's the kind
it's
of hole.
It's the kind of hole.
Anything shorter than 100 is kind of illegit. You know what? I like that. Michael, good. That's it, the 100-yard dividing line.
I'd be stoked.
Otherwise, it's just a long chip.
It's just a chip. Yeah, you just chipped it in. All right, I like that. Oh, Craig, got so close, huh? That's always a good feeling.
Before we get to the headlines, did you see yesterday that they had induction ceremonies for the Patriots Hall of Fame for Tom Brady?
I did not.
All right. I've been to a few of these. They usually are at, like, halftime of, like, a regular season game. They induct, and you know, you did it for the Chargers. They'd have, you know, Natron Means or someone come back. I don't even know if he's in the Chargers Hall of Fame, but they'd have a quick ceremony at halftime. The guy would give a little speech, and then they'd come back, and the second half would be played.
My buddy saw Antonio Cromartie at the fair yesterday.
Was he there?
Eight kids, yeah.
How many of them?
Eight.
Eight. So not all of them, just some of them.
Pretty cool.
So the Patriots did it in the offseason at Gillette Stadium.
Okay.
You know, really. So no game. There's nothing else to draw you other than the ceremony. 60,000 people showed up for Tom Brady's just to hear him say a few words on
surprised?
His induction. I don't know. It seemed like a lot.
Bro.
I mean, it's Tom Brady, but.
Yeah. I mean, he's the architect. Well, I mean, the quarterback for how many rings? Seven rings?
Did they sell tickets or it was free?
They'd probably sell tickets.
I don't know. Because usually they use it to try to draw people to the game.
Yeah, like, they don't
need to draw anyone.
Bro, you put Tom Brady anywhere, he's going to pull 60,000 people. We're sold out, Adam.
I mean, remember, they were bitter a little bit after he left and won a Super Bowl somewhere else. But I guess water under the bridge, as it were.
Yeah, seven flags will do that for you, or whatever he got. Six with them. That'll ease a lot of your anger and bitterness. It's Tom Brady.
Cousinator saw Jason Verrett at the fair last
year. There
you go. It's all kinds of cornerbacks who play for the
secondary.
San Diego / Los Angeles Chargers at the San Diego County Fair.
Yeah, they don't have fairs up in L.A.? What are we doing, guys? No, I know they're not there anymore. But no, I think that shouldn't surprise you in the slightest. They're obviously.
I was impressed. I thought that's a good turnout.
They're rabid. I mean, remember our fan fest a couple years ago?
Yeah.
That's here.
That's true.
Crazy.
All right, let's turn things over to Italian Paul.
Oh.
Get some headlines here.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
Okie dokie.
Take it away, buddy.
Let's start off. Now, yes. Because it was such a big hit a couple of weeks ago when I was here, I figured we'd start off with another Padres minor league system. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, God.
We'll start over in Europe. Our first story is that the second biggest soccer tournament in the world, the Euro Cup, kicks off tomorrow. The Euros play in the middle of that four-year gap between the World Cup. Italy defeated England on penalties to give them their second Euro title in 2020.
Is this national teams or club teams?
National
teams.
This
is national teams.
Yeah, it's basically the World Cup, but just for Europe.
So we have the Copa America coming up for our
team.
Yes, in the United States.
The U.S. actually just drew against Brazil yesterday, 1-1.
Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
No. The United States won. Brazil won, which we've never done before against Brazil.
Really?
And that came after we got smoked by
Colombia.
Yep. a few days ago.
5-1.
Soccer's weird. Get used to it. We're going to have a team here next year.
Yep.
Well,
absolutely.
We have a women's team now. We're going to have a men's team, and it's weird sometimes.
This year, the tournament will be opened by home nation Germany tomorrow at noon on Fox as they take on Scotland. Some big matches to look forward to through the group stage will be Spain versus Croatia on Saturday at 9 a.m., Spain versus Italy on the 20th at noon, the Netherlands versus France on the 21st, and Switzerland versus Germany on the 23rd. The Euro Cup finals will be held on Sunday, July 14th at noon at the Olympiastadion in Berlin.
They play a lot, I feel like. I follow Twitter, and it's
soccer.
Like, yeah, and it's like it'll be a Tuesday. We'll get off the air. I'll go home, and somebody's like, "Oh my God, well, down one." I'm like, "What in the world?"
Think about it this way: if you are a major league baseball, if you're a major league baseball player, you play your major league baseball season, and that's it. It's a long season, but you play, and then you play your playoffs, and you're done. If you're a soccer player, you've got your club teams. Let's say you play for an English Premier League team. You got your club team's season.
Yep.
Then you've got your cup, like your FA Cup in-season tournament.
Yep.
Then you've got your Champions League, which is if you're good, then you're playing against the other club teams. Then you've got your national team. So then you go and play for your country.
You've got your
Euro tournament. And then you got your World Cup. And you got all your qualifiers and your international friendlies. You're like playing five different seasons that are all overlapping. And
sounds like a lot of running.
It does sound like a lot of running, doesn't it?
And a lot of running.
That's what he gets from that. Yeah, it is a lot of running.
Yeah.
A lot of running.
This guy's got to be in really good shape.
They are.
To do it.
They really, really
are. I've seen like the biggest, like the runners who do the most running. Well, it's like 10 miles in a game. It's 10 miles worth of running every single time.
Oh, my God.
And there it is. Woodsy's soccer career is over.
It's over. Over before it started, bro.
I probably didn't run 10 miles in my entire four years of playing soccer.
Entire life, yeah.
Well, you know, I like to just stand right out there. Just wait for the ball to come to me.
Baseball is for me, my friend. First base.
All right. The PGA's U.S. Open has begun from Pinehurst number 2 in Pinehurst, North Carolina. Go figure. A lot of big names have already teed off, but there are plenty of big names and one monster pairing that has yet to start. Looking through the live leaderboard right now, Ludvig Åberg, I believe.
Yes.
Åberg.
And Matthew Pavon currently lead the way at 4 under. Brooks Koepka is 1 under. Same thing with Sergio Garcia. He is 1 under. Looking through, Ricky Fowler is even. Looking through, Justin Rose is 2 over. As you mentioned, Tiger Woods is over. Just
birdie to get back to 3 over, so he's tied for 42nd.
It takes a while, but cut line will be where, in your opinion?
It's hard to say. This is such a tough course. It's going to be well over par. I mean, I would say
like 3 over?
7.
7 over.
My prediction will be 7 over.
I'm
for
looking
the cut
right
line
now.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, dude. Holy cow.
Yep. The numbers will keep going up and up, like more over par every day. Tiger said whatever the score is today, like if 4 under is the lowest score, that's as low as it's going to get all week.
Really?
Yeah, they're not going to keep going further low. It's not like a tournament where you're 5 under, then you're 9 under, then you're 13,
under,
then you're 17. No. It's like, okay, you had one great day, but a great day is followed by a 74, and then that's still like you're in good shape. Then you'd be like 2 or 1 under, and that's good. Just too many bogeys on this course.
That's still huge names to tee off.
Speaking of being in the 70s, Phil Mickelson right now? Stone dead last at +9, so that's good.
Justin Thomas is only one better at 8.
Good
though, so.
God.
Yeah. Still to tee off are Jordan Spieth, who will tee off from the first hole at 10:36 with Hideki Matsuyama in his pairing. Bryson DeChambeau and Victor Hovland will tee off from the 10th at 10:25. And that monster pairing that I mentioned before, how about Rory McIlroy, Xander Schauffele, and Scottie Scheffler all paired together teeing off from hole 1 at 10:14.
1, 2, 3 in the world.
Pretty solid.
It's going to be a big gallery around that group.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
That's a pretty
so the if you end up watching, it's a very visually stunning course. It's the one I went to last March on the trip. The greens, though, are all, they call them turtlebacks. So even though you may hit the green, if you're not like in the middle part of the green, it's going to roll off on every side.
It's a nightmare.
It's like miniature golf, the volcano hole.
Yeah.
Every hole is the volcano hole.
They're all
at
like
Pinehurst
that?
Number 2. They're almost all like, there's a couple of flatter ones, but for the most part, if you're not in the right part of the green, it's not going to stay on the green. And then it goes way down below. So if you're chipping, you're like looking, like the green is like up by your head because you got to go all the way up the hill. And then if you leave it a little bit short, guess what? Rolls right back down to your feet if you didn't get it
it's
high
like
enough.
The goat, so it's man. A goat.
Yeah,
goat will do
tough,
that to
it's
you
tough
too.
Course.
Yeah,
that's why it's the U.S. Open.
That's right.
All right, and the final story: a titanic bout of heavyweights will commence on Labor Day, September 2nd, 2024. Two legends that have not gone toe to toe in 15 years, and you'll be able to see it not on HBO, not on Showtime, but on Netflix. No, I'm not talking about Floyd Mayweather versus Oscar De La Hoya. I'm not talking about Lyoto Machida versus Shogun Hua.
Jake Paul against
Mike Tyson.
No, it's not even that.
Hmm.
I'm talking about Joey Jaws Chestnut.
Ooh.
Versus Takeru Kobayashi, baby. Let's go. The two glamorized gluttons will put their 22 mustard belts on the line on September 2nd in a hot dog eating contest to end all hot dog eating contests. This is coming about a month after Kobayashi announced his retirement from competitive eating due to health concerns. Yeah. Could have seen that coming.
Well, take it one more time, though.
And Chestnut, who was banned from the 4th of July contest last month because of his $2 million deal with Impossible Foods.
$2 million.
With Major League Eating, yes, that's a real thing, saying Chestnut has chosen to, quote, represent a rival brand.
Okay. So they're going to square off on Netflix.
The Titans.
Is it going to be one of those live events?
Yeah.
Yes,
it live.
Will be.
Yeah. Netflix
it
live.
It is a Battle of the Titans on September 2nd on Netflix in what ESPN has dubbed, and this is what made me do this as a story, a Wiener Take All showcase.
You get it? Wiener Take All. My kids would love that joke.
I saw that headline and I said, yep, this is a morning show bit.
Yeah.
I have to do this now.
Now, Joey Chestnut's already said he's near the end. Kobayashi's semi-retired as it is, so you're not getting necessarily both of them in their prime.
Right, which is
they're obviously the biggest names, though. It's like Pacquiao Mayweather late in their careers. Biggest names, not necessarily the best anymore, but they're going to be going after it. Now, is this a coincidence that Joey
was
in the news this week and all of a sudden Netflix just happens to come up with this big announcement? Or did they, maybe they rushed the announcement just to take advantage of all the talking that's been going on about Joey Chestnut?
East County Chris says it'll probably get canceled when one gets popped for doping. How would one dope? Just weed? Just smoke like that a would be bong
the,
before.
That would be the performance enhancer of choice so for it's a competitive eater.
Bring that up.
Well, Kobayashi eats rice balls, they said.
Yeah.
And they expand his stomach.
To make his stomach bigger.
Yeah, to make his stomach bigger.
It's weird to like get full before a
Well, no, that's the training.
Oh, that's the training.
Yeah,
okay.
He eat the rice.
What do you do day of?
Rice expands.
You have to eat something. You got to prime the pump, I would imagine.
Yeah, my guess
light
is...
light breakfast of sausage and... something.
I don't think you eat any more sausages before a hot dog eating contest.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I don't know what's more disgusting. How many hot dogs these two are going to consume or the amount of money that this is going to make.
That's
so
that's
I've seen the them both eating hot dogs. You know what I want to see? I want to see them eat Bean Boozled beans.
Yeah.
And I want Adam Klug to be the third member of this eating contest. You tell me that they can down those things like Adam did, I'd be impressed.
He ate huge salads, too, just heads and heads of iceberg lettuce. All right. I was scrolling around Netflix the other day, and I think I've seen it before. My wife says we've watched it in the past, but it's like a 30 for 30 documentary on Lance Armstrong. Have you seen this?
No.
It's about 4 hours long. Watch the whole thing. It's spectacular and awful, and you come away going... I don't know how to feel. Like, it's so gnarly. His story, Ben, is one of the gnarliest stories of all time. My kid, Bo, was laying next to me. He's like, so what's this guy's bit? And I was like trying to explain to him what it was. And it's so well done. And again, I think it was an ESPN thing, but it's unfiltered. It's uncensored. It's really good. And it's on Netflix right now. It is really, really well done. You know that dude raised? I mean, look.
Livestrong, bracelets. Amazing.
Benny, he raised like $80 million for cancer research. Like, that's a good thing inherently. Was it all BS? Yes.
Well, I mean, he really had cancer.
He really did. And he really beat cancer. But you watch this thing and you watch him talk and you're like, I can't. It's hard to like.
They actually interview him. And talk to him.
He's all over it. Oh, he opens up.
Does anyone ask the question? If you could go back and change.
Yeah, he wouldn't.
He wouldn't change. Mm-mm. He still.
He said he wouldn't change anything.
Well, I mean, you can justify that. He said, if I hadn't won those Tour de France titles, then I wouldn't have had the opportunity to do the good I did. You wouldn't have won. I mean,
he was a bad dude.
And so many guys were doping. You gotta feel like I would have had no chance to win if I didn't.
It's the weirdest. You can talk yourself in circles about that guy for the rest of your life.
Like baseball steroid era.
People want to say it's black and white, you know. Well, you cheated, you lose. They all were. I told Bo this. I go, look. I said, it's not like what he took. It's not like he didn't have to work hard, right? He didn't take a shot. It was like, oh, look at me. I can ride a bike. Like, there's no doubt that Barry Bonds, all these guys, they grinded their ass off, certainly. Obviously, they had an advantage. But when you watch the Lance stuff and you just go, bro, you were like the worst guy. He was a bully. He was mean as hell. It's a good example of when you get caught, best to just come clean early. He would sue people. He would do congressional hearings and lie. I mean, it was so gnarly to see. Makes you so uncomfortable. That's the mark of a good documentary, though. I mean,
remember awkward Mark McGuire in front of Congress?
Yes, dude. And Rafael Palmeiro. And I mean, it just the digging in, watching somebody dig their hole it's pretty gnarly. So it was really good. Really, really good.
Really, really quick before we go to break, Patrick Cantlay just made it a 3-way tie for the lead at 4 under. And to your point, wasn't there one cycling tournament, I don't expect you to know this off the top of your head, but where the top 32 riders were disqualified?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was
the top 32.
Yeah, it's tough, man. The guys that were trying to do it clean back then, you're like, I have no... One guy said, he said he was same height, weight. They had the exact same O2 level. Lance beat him by 28 minutes. In one, he goes, we should be twins. And he beat me by 28 minutes on this leg. 28 minutes. You're telling me he just wanted it that much more? That EPO, that blood spinning stuff? It's fascinating, dude. It's such a good documentary. If you have, 4 hours to burn this weekend, it's really well done.
All right, we're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, we will give away some more of those tickets to the big event coming up to the Escondido Mall, the Off-Road Nights Dirt Lifestyle Expo. Woods is very excited about this one.
It's not that. It's the way you sell it. Sell the sizzle, man.
I just don't know exactly what it is. But maybe someone can explain it to me when we come back.
Somebody wants them?
After that, people call in after traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
They're all yours.
Sometimes you have to juggle multiple things at once.
Like balls. And stuff. I mean, sports, bowling pins.
Cover balls.
Yeah.
Sports. That's what we do.
Juggle a lot of balls.
And while we are sticking around for the roundtable to talk Padres baseball at 10 o'clock, our colleague Adam Klug going down and covering.
He's our boss.
It's our colleague as well. When he goes out and covers a big event, he's working. He's not a boss. He's actually he's grinding. He's going out in the field right now for the introductory news conference for Chucky Lozano is happening this morning as well. And then tonight they're having a big public welcome at the Rady Shell out there on the Embarcadero. It's 7 o'clock tonight. I think there's a concert. They got a reggae free concert as well. And Chucky's going to be out there, and anyone
Chucky,
who's
Chucky.
It's Chucky after the character in the movie, but because you know he's from Mexico,
yeah.
The way they pronounce Chucky is Chucky.
I like Chucky.
I don't know which one. I don't know how I'm supposed to say it. See what Craig thinks.
Craig, how do we say? Should we say Chucky or Chucky? Chucky. All right.
Even though it's after the movie Child's Play, Chucky. Which is the character is Chucky.
Right.
But because it's Mexico, they say Chucky.
That's literally the foremost authority. Right. That's who I go to for all my soccer questions. He's here. Chucky. I like it.
So he'll be introduced, and we'll have all those quotes, whatever's going on, up on our social media channels as well. While
Adam
you watch the roundtable, we'll get, like you said, we got to juggle multiple
baseballs
and soccer balls at the same time here. Trying to really get into this this new team, San Diego FC, that starts play next year.
Yeah.
And this is the definitely the biggest signing that they're probably going to have.
Well, so far, you never know.
I guess they could add someone else, but this is he's a premier player.
Saw a lot of gear yesterday at the fair. Saw a lot of
people. The Chrome and Azul.
Yeah, saw a lot of people repping the gear out there. I had an incredible sweatshirt my wife bought me for Christmas, and I loved it. And then she shrunk it, and now she wears it. So, mission accomplished.
Sounds like she did it on purpose.
Well, she could have just bought her own. You know, she likes buying merch. So, but yeah, Chucky. I like that. Somebody said, I totally misread the billboard and thought it was El Chunky. No, that's here on Ben and Woods. El Chunky. Chunky Woods. Chunky. Yeah, you just call me Chunky.
Chunky.
I'm sitting right here, guys. Come on.
Hey, you fit right in over here, Ty and Paul. All right.
Chunky soup. It's the soup
Chunky.
That eats like a meal. Then they
Chunky.
Had those,
I like it, man.
They had those little like square candy bars, remember? They had Chunky. Like raisins in them or something. Those were bad. Does anyone remember those?
Oh, of course. Chunky. They're
bars?
Called Chunkies.
Chunkies.
And they're like, they're square and dense, and it's chocolate, and there's what else
like
is
raisins?
In the middle?
I feel like there was raisins
in there. There were.
Do you remember something?
There absolutely were.
What was in those things?
Absolutely.
Does anyone remember what was in a Chunky bar?
Chunky bar. I'm looking at it.
He doesn't even know what we're talking about. He's too young. Those things didn't survive, I think, the 21st
century. I think they're still around, dog.
You can
buy them.
You can still buy Chunky bars on Amazon.
Chocolate, peanuts, and raisins. All right. Maybe
peanuts and raisins.
Maybe I'll give it I like trail mix.
A trail mix bar,
trail
basically.
Mix bar? I might get some of these. Chunkies. You never had those, Frankie?
I am allergic to peanuts, so that would kill me.
Okay, that's a tough one. So no peanut butter, no nothing.
No one told us.
Oh, it's a bummer, dude.
Glad I didn't bring the peanuts to throw at you like I was planning earlier today.
Thank you.
All right. Everyone's very excited because now is your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to Off-Road Nights Dirt Lifestyle Expo, June 22nd at North County Mall Escondido. We used to call it North County Fair, but now it's North County Mall Escondido. You can get your tickets now at ORNScene.com or be the fifth caller right now at 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973, and win a 4-pack of tickets to the Off-Road Nights Dirt Lifestyle Expo. All right, so Throwback Thursday, and Paulie did leave us a clip that I had forgotten about this one.
I think this is going to sting me a little bit.
This actually involves a loss that Woods suffered a couple of years ago. So we'll have that audio for you when we come back, and then it's off to the roundtable at the top of the hour.
Apparently we took my pain and made it funny, which is what we do a lot
that
on
is
this
true.
Program. So.
That's coming up next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. This hour, 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by the Frozen Ropes, Summer Baseball League, and Camps. Tomorrow, last day to sign up for your ball player age 6 through 12 for the Baseball Summer League. Going to be an awesome summer of player development and competition. Registration closes this Friday, June 14th. Go to sandiegofrozenropes.com. Tomorrow is also the last day to sign up for the third annual-ish Chrome Tour Ben & Woods Open. And when I say that, I mean it, because I need to get all the names to Goat Hill so we can kind of start organizing tee assignments, card assignments for the shotguns. Don't miss out. There are the morning is pretty much sold out, Paulie said, but there are still some slots available for the afternoon. 1 o'clock shotgun. We got food from Goat Hill, from Jersey Mike's, Better Buzz Coffee, Maestro Dobel Tequila. Burgeon Beer is going to have cases and cases of beer for everybody. We're going to have drinks. We're going to have prizes, the raffle prizes that have been donated. Just got some new ones in from Nixon Watches that are going to be so cool. Custom Ben & Woods watches.
Let's go, dude.
So many different prizes. Want to thank all of our donors.
Those fell off the truck. Yeah.
Did they?
They're not going to make it, actually. Sorry.
How about that? Again, sign up, please. Go to our social media channels. You can just search Eventbrite. Ben & Woods Open if you want to find it as well. And if you're not a golfer, please come by next Wednesday at Goat Hill Park in Escondido. You can enter the raffle, and we'll have a heckle hole set up right there at the clubhouse where you can heckle people teeing off on the 10th tee, and that's completely legal. Every other shot, no, don't heckle people. But the 10th tee, you can go ahead and try to noonan them or whatever you want.
Noonan. Fart noises, whatever you want. I'll have my bullhorn there.
Bark like a dog.
Yeah.
Whatever you think can distract people on the 10th tee. That's your. That's the job there.
Okay, yeah. I mean, listen, gas station D-Pill says, had to be on a Wednesday, huh? It actually, it's a company holiday. So we're going to be off that day anyway.
It was going to be a weekday no matter what.
It was going to be a weekday.
All these tournaments are on weekdays.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we got the day off, so we thought that would be fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, either.
Also, it's 619. 619. Yeah. You know how we do.
Loyal to the soil.
So San Diego. That's how we do it.
Yeah. We have a stat coming in from Max Scraby from 5 minutes ago on Twitter.
Okay.
Don't worry, everyone. I have done the calculations, and Sammy Lev's sprint speed is in the 89th percentile across pre- and post-game hosts across the country. What an honor to have him here.
I mean, he's referring to the video yesterday Sam Levitt having
Sam's Twitter.
Interviewed Jackson Merrill right after the game was over. But then Sammy has to make his way from right in front of the Padres dugout where he does the interview to the loft of the Western Metal Supply Company. And he's got like less than 4 minutes to do from A to point B to start his post-game show. Yeah. And it's not a short trip.
It is not.
So he has to sprint along the, you know, the third base foul line all the way to the Western Metal building and then sprint up 3 flights of stairs to get into position.
Buddy,
and were you doing the game
yesterday?
He was a little out of breath when he got there.
He was sucking wind.
You know, when there's a celebration like that, you want to get the Jackson Merrill audio, and he did, and it was awesome. I mean, it's a hike. It's a piece that you got to run up there. And he's got a backpack on. He's got a big tripod he's carrying with him. It's like the Iron Man.
Reminds me of one of my favorite Throwback Thursdays we do when Paul Reindel had his radio show at San Diego State and ended up parking way at the bottom and had to sprint like a mile on the stairs.
Right.
Just gets a,
All right. Okay, we made it. All right.
Well, welcome to the show.
He has no co-host, no nothing, and just has to crank it up.
We made it.
And that's where we got "all right" from. I mean, it's like when he found that audio, I almost passed out.
It was so good.
He couldn't find parking. He had to dead sprint to make his shift.
Speaking of Throwback Thursdays,
we're going to
get some audio from a Woods family loss a couple of years ago right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Carlos reminds us of the time that I called in while on vacation during the miserable 2021 trade deadline.
Trade deadline.
When they didn't end up getting Max Scherzer or Trey Turner. And We were walking. My wife and I were walking to breakfast, and she would not slow down. I'm like, can you just, I'm on the radio here. And she's like sprinting ahead of me to get to breakfast. And I'm going, can I just leisurely walk? No, just keep speed walking while I'm trying to talk to you
just,
guys.
Don't think that we were in the mix for Scherzer really at all. I'm like, all right, bro, just call us another time.
This is just unbelievable. Slow down. We have to get a breakfast that fast. We're on vacation. We can go leisurely, a stroll, at an easy pace. No, we got to get there. We got to get there fast.
So good, dude. So good. All right, I don't really remember this.
All right, so it's this was, Pauly says this was 2 years ago, and sadly, it was the week that your longtime dog, Layla, had passed away.
Yeah.
Old age?
Nope.
Not old age. Yeah.
Coyote. Is that funny?
No.
What are you laughing for?
I don't know why.
I'm laughing because he's laughing.
I think it was just the way you said it. I think it was just the way you said it
made
me laugh.
My beloved grandfather passed away from lung cancer. He practically raised me. How funny is that?
You didn't say it funny, so I didn't laugh. I'm sorry.
No.
I'm really sorry.
So... That led to, well, I'll just let the clip explain itself here.
Yeah. Obviously, you'll get over it, but it was just a really sad, it's just been a sad kind of scene around my house, you know, and of course, Taylor, it's like my 18-month-old is running around the house going, Layla, I'm like, oh my God, please shut up. He never said it before in his life.
Never once.
Layla. When this dude, he's like Rain Man, when he gets on a word, it's over. He discovered baby shark. Shark.
Same.
Five! I put it on the TV. Baby. I got to get audio for you guys. You'll lose your mind. It's the funniest thing
ever. Losing my mind right now.
It's like he literally is like Rain Man. He really is. I got to go to Target. So like every time he says her name, I'm like, She's not here, buddy. Layla. It's unbelievable. So yeah, in my house is basically that's it, man. Shark. Pointing at the TV. Shark. He never stops. So he's picking up word after word after word. It's so funny. I go, here, Taylor. He goes, thank you. And it's just the cutest, sweetest thing. So, yeah, never a dull moment in the Woods household. So we're at the fair yesterday. And I'm, to be honest with you, like you see these things in your kids and you think about how you are. And you go, I looked at Hannah yesterday. I go, this might be a problem. And she goes, what? And I go, well, look at him. He is a 100% thrill seeker. I picked him up from preschool, took him to the fair. We got out of the car. He goes, I want to ride rides. And I'm like, all right, yes, we're on our way. We got to get there first.
Rides.
So I get him his wristband. I put him on the first ride. He is ear to ear, just like this. You cannot get him off the rides. You know the big slide where they sit on the sacks and shoot?
Yeah. It's like it goes down and then
three
down.
Humps three or humps or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pretty scary. I mean, he's three.
Oh, I had my best friend broke his arm on that ride like 30 years ago.
That's unbelievable. So he went down, he hit the bottom, and he goes again. All right, you got a wristband. You ride all the one. Like four times around. I want to go on another ride. I go, oh boy. Just like father, like son. Definitely a thrill seeker. Definitely gets something in his head and doesn't want to give it up. But he must have rode Ben for a 3-year-old. He must have ridden 14 rides yesterday, 15 rides. He would not stop. And we had to pry him away with the allure of a cinnamon roll to get him to leave. Again, just like his father. So he was all about it. He's all about the rides. Yeah, he likes that dopamine. Yes, which is his dad did as well. Very much. Chasing dopamine my whole life. So Bo is a little more conservative, a little more, I don't know, should I do this? Which, You love that if you're a parent, but Taylor's not.
No Padres game tonight.
No,
so you'll have to find other ways to occupy. If you want to watch hockey, game 3 of the Stanley Cup Finals is taking place tonight in Edmonton.
Not, you know, for two major sports in the finals, it hasn't been great.
No, Florida got a little delayed in their trip yesterday. They waited until the day before, and then there was tons of like bad rainstorms and flooding. It was like 3 or 4 hours they got delayed. They did make it, though.
They're like under emergency advisement or something.
The Panthers did make it to Edmonton late last night, so they will be there for the game today.
About a 9-10 hour flight.
Oilers trying to win for Canada. Canada hasn't won a Stanley Cup in, 3 decades?
Yeah.
Montreal Canadiens in the 90s. So.
Canadiens.
They're not Canadians.
No.
They're Canadiens.
Yes.
So they are trying to... You know, the pride of Canada. It's their sport, but they never win the Stanley Cup. But Florida is now 2-0. Or if you did want to watch baseball, you could do a little preview of the Padres' upcoming series. The Mets and Marlins play the rubber game of their 3-game series tonight while the Padres just wait in New York.
So,
you think they go to the game? Is that in Miami or are they in New York?
No, it's in New York.
It's in New York. So
no,
they could
go
to the game.
They could. Scouting.
Go scout in person and get.
Down there.
Not at the game?
No, I'm sure they're going to enjoy
You can cheer for Skip Schumacher against the Mets.
I'm sure they're going to enjoy the lifestyle that New York provides. Now, Frankie, we were talking...
Please don't do that.
We were talking off the air.
Don't pre-watch the game.
Don't pre-watch?
Don't pre-watch.
Well, Severino's had a decent year. I want to watch him pitch. He's a trade bait candidate.
Okay.
It's very interesting because we were talking earlier about the San Diego Padres and how they've had to grind so hard to be 2 games over .500, right?
Yep.
And I think if you're, which is kind of my thing, and I think like, they have expended a lot of energy to be 2 games over .500.
I mean,
but you look
feels
at.
Feels like they've grinded really hard 37 times and not that hard 35 times.
No, see, but. I disagree because, again, think about the close losses last
true,
week. But
yeah.
Right, like they have really grinded hard to be 2 games over .500. Conversely, the New York Mets, full of star power as well, have not. And they are not. What is their record right now currently, Frankie?
The Mets?
Yeah.
Like 27 and 36.
Okay.
29 and 37.
Right. And your stars, you were reading off some of the stats of your stars earlier. Pete Alonso, Francisco Lindor, Jeff McNeil, Brandon Nimmo.
So Pete Alonso's batting average right now, second on the team, by the way, at .235. That's second on the team. Lindor is batting .234. Jeff McNeil, former batting champion, is hitting .226. Thank you for that. And Brandon Nimmo, who we just gave $100 million to, is batting .217. So,
I don't want to try to paint, you know, the grass could always be browner, I guess, but it absolutely could. And their stars are also not performing, like a couple of our stars are not performing. But where the Padres are getting a lot of help from guys like Jackson Merrill, and others, it could be way worse, is what I'm trying to say.
Mind you, Edwin Diaz apparently is coming back tonight, and the fact that I'm not excited about that just shows you how the season has gone so far. He's blown 5 saves.
He's been going through
and has
it, man.
Given up 5 home runs this season. To put that into perspective, he gave up 6. Between 2021 and 2022.
Crazy, man. Crazy. It's just this game is cruel and unfair a lot of times. I mean, there's no good reason that Francisco Lindor should be playing like that. There's no good reason Pete Alonso should be playing that poorly. It just, I don't know where it starts and stops with the New York Mets, but that they are a team that should be much better than
but
they are.
I can tell you, like, the pathetic fraud that I am. When I come in for Gwynn and Chris tomorrow, I am going to be meted out tomorrow.
Meted out?
Meted. Like on medication.
Well, yes, that. But
no. Oh, meted out.
I will have my methamphetamine.
You see where my mind went? I'm like, what meds are you taking, Frank? Xanax, perhaps?
God,
I didn't even make the meted.
The met head.
Yeah.
I will have my Mr. Met bobblehead with me.
You don't have to do that here at the home of the San Diego
Padres. No, I will. I do. And I will show support because, as I told you last year, I hate losing to the Padres.
No, I bet you do.
Not just because it's not just because of 2022, but because I'm here and I'm in the middle of it.
Yeah.
I hate losing.
Oh, good. Well, I'll make sure to text you tomorrow if we end up winning. But you're throwing two lefties. You're fine.
No, we're
you're
not.
Fine. You're in it.
I just told you the lineup for
but you're in
average for our lineup.
I think we're having our buddy Casey Stern on tomorrow morning.
I love Casey.
So we'll talk a little bit more about the Padres Mets tomorrow. And of course, it'll be a manager's report Friday with Mike Schilt joining us from New York at 9 a.m. So we will be back at 6 a.m. We will also be back in a couple of minutes for our Padres Roundtable, commercial-free Padres talk coming up next. Don't go anywhere. It's San Diego's, oh, thank you, Frank, on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Sour 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by the Frozen Ropes Summer Baseball League and Camps. Tomorrow, last day to sign up for your ball player age 6 through 12 for the Baseball Summer League. Going to be an awesome summer of player development and competition. Registration closes this Friday, June 14th. Go to sandiegofrozenropes.com. Tomorrow is also the last day to sign up for the third annual-ish Chrome Tour Benin Woods Open. When I say that, I mean it, because I need to get all the names to Goat Hill so we can kind of start organizing tee assignments, card assignments for the shotguns. Don't miss out. There are the morning is pretty much sold out, Paulie said, but there are still some slots available for the afternoon. 1 o'clock shotgun. We got food from Goat Hill, from Jersey Mike's, Better Buzz Coffee, Maestro Dobel Tequila. Burgeon Beer is going to have cases and cases of beer for everybody. We're going to have drinks. We're going to have prizes, the raffle prizes that have been donated. Just got some new ones in from Nixon Watches that are going to be so cool. Custom Benin Woods watches.
Let's go, dude.
So many different prizes. Want to thank all of our donors.
Those fell off the truck. Yeah.
Did they?
They're not going to make it, actually. Sorry.
How about that? Again, sign up, please. Go to our social media channels. You can just search Eventbrite, Benin Woods Open, if you want to find it as well. And if you're not a golfer, please come by next Wednesday at Goat Hill Park in Escondido. You can enter the raffle, and we'll have a heckle hole set up right there at the clubhouse where you can heckle people teeing off on the 10th tee, and that's completely legal. Every other shot, no, don't heckle people. But the 10th tee, you can go ahead and try to noonan them or whatever you want.
Noonan. Fart noises, whatever you want. I'll have my bullhorn there.
Bark like a dog.
Yeah.
Whatever you think can distract people on the 10th tee. That's your. That's the job there.
Okay, yeah. I mean, listen, gas station D-Pill says, had to be on a Wednesday, huh? It actually, it's a company holiday. So we're going to be off that day anyway.
It was going to be a weekday no matter what.
It was going to be a weekday.
All these tournaments are on weekdays.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we got the day off, so we thought that would be fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, either.
Also, it's 619. 619. Yeah. You know how we do.
Loyal to the soil.
So San Diego. That's how we do it.
Yeah. We have a stat coming in from Matt Scraby from 5 minutes ago on Twitter.
Okay.
Don't worry, everyone. I have done the calculations, and Sammy Lev's sprint speed is in the 89th percentile across pre- and post-game hosts across the country. What an honor to have him here.
I mean, he's referring to the video yesterday
of
Sam Levitt having
it's on Sam's Twitter.
Interviewed Jackson Merrill right after the game was over. But then Sammy has to make his way from right in front of the Padres dugout where he does the interview to the loft of the Western Metal Supply Company. And he's got like less than 4 minutes to do from A to point B to start his post-game show.
Yeah.
And it's not a short trip.
It is not.
So he has to sprint along the, you know, the third base foul line all the way to the Western Metal building and then sprint up three flights of stairs to get into position.
Buddy
and were you doing the game
yesterday?
He was a little out of breath when he got there.
He was.
And you know, when there's a celebration like that, you want to get the Jackson Merrill audio, and he did, and it was awesome. I mean, it's a hike. It's a piece that you got to run up there. And he's got a backpack on. He's got a big tripod he's carrying with him. It's like the Iron Man.
Reminds me of one of my favorite Throwback Thursdays we do when Paul Reindl had his radio show at San Diego State and ended up parking way at the bottom and had to sprint like a mile on the stairs.
All right.
Just get to, all right.
Okay, we made it. All right.
Well, welcome to the show.
He has no co-host, no nothing, and just has to crank it up. All right. We made it. And that's where we got all right from. I mean, it's like When he found that audio, I almost passed out.
It was so good.
He couldn't find parking. He had to dead sprint to make his shift.
Speaking of Throwback Thursdays, we're going to get some audio from a Woods family loss a couple of years ago right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Carlos reminds us of the time that I called in while on vacation during the miserable 2021 trade deadline.
Trade deadline.
When they didn't end up getting Max Scherzer or Trey Turner. And we were walking. My wife and I were walking to breakfast, and she would not slow down. I'm like, can you just, I'm on the radio here. And she's like sprinting ahead of me to get to breakfast. And I'm going, can I just leisurely walk? No, just keep speed walking while I'm trying to talk to you just guys.
Don't think that we were in the mix for Scherzer really at all. I'm like, all right, bro, just call us another time.
This is just unbelievable. Slow down. We have to get to breakfast that fast. We're on vacation. We can go leisurely at a stroll at an easy pace. No, we got to get there. We got to get there fast.
So good, dude. So good. All right, I don't really remember this.
All right, so this was, Paulie says this was 2 years ago, and sadly, it was the week that your longtime dog, Layla, had passed away.
Yeah.
Old age?
Nope.
Not old age. Yeah.
Coyote. Is that funny?
No.
What are you laughing for?
I don't know why.
I'm laughing because he's laughing.
I think it was just the way you said it. I think it was just the way you said it
my
made me laugh.
My beloved grandfather passed away from lung cancer. He practically raised me. How funny is that?
You didn't say it funny, so I didn't laugh. I'm sorry.
No.
I'm really sorry.
So that led to, well, I'll just let the clip explain itself here.
Obviously, you'll get over it, but it was just really sad. It's just been a sad kind of scene around my house, you know. And, of course, Taylor, it's like my 18-month-old is running around the house going, Layla, 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 Layla. I'm like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. Please shut up, please shut up, please shut up. He never said it before in his life.
Never once.
Layla, 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 Layla. When this dude, he's like Rain Man, when he gets on a word, it's over. He discovered baby shark. Shark, 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 shark.
Same way.
Shark, 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 shark.
Same.
Five! Five! I put it on the TV. Baby, 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 baby. I got to get audio for you guys. You'll lose your mind. It's the funniest thing ever.
Losing my mind right now.
It's like he literally is like Rain Man. He really is. I got to go to Target. I got to get my underwear at Target. I've got to go to Target. Target. I got to go to Target. 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 So every time he says her name, I'm like, she's not here, buddy. She's not here. She's not here. Layla, 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 Layla. It's unbelievable. In my house is basically, that's it, man. Shark, 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 pointing at the TV. Shark, 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 shark. He never stops. So he's picking up word after word after word. It's so funny. I go, here, Taylor. He goes, thank you. And it's just the cutest, sweetest thing. So, yeah, never a dull moment in the Woods household. So we're at the fair yesterday, and I'm, to be honest with you, like, you see these things in your kids and you think about how you are and you go, I looked at Hannah yesterday, I go, this might be a problem. And she goes, what? And I go, well, look at him. He is a 100% thrill seeker. I picked him up from preschool, took him to the fair. We got out of the car. He goes, I want to ride rides, 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 rides. And I'm like, all right, yes, we're on our way. We got to get there first.
Rides, 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 rides.
So I get him his wristband. I put him on the first ride. He is ear to ear, just like this. You cannot get him off the rides. You know the big slide where they sit on the sacks and shoot?
Yeah. It's like it goes down and then
three
down.
Humps three humps or whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pretty scary. I mean, he's three.
Oh, I had my best friend broke his arm on that ride like 30 years ago.
That's unbelievable. So he went down, he hit the bottom, and he goes again. That again. All right, you got a wristband. You ride all the one. Like four times in a row. I want to go on another ride. I want to go on another ride. I go, oh, boy. Oh, boy. Just like father, like son. Definitely a thrill seeker. Definitely gets something in his head and doesn't want to give it up. But he must have rode, Ben, for a three-year-old. He must have ridden 14 rides yesterday, 15 rides. He would not stop, and we had to pry him away with the allure of a cinnamon roll to get him to leave. Again, just like his father. So he was all about it. He's all about the rides. Yeah, he likes that dopamine, yes, which is his dad did as well. Very much. Chasing dopamine my whole life. So Bo is a little more conservative, a little more, I don't know, should I do this? Which you love that if you're a parent, but Taylor's not.
No Padres game tonight.
No,
so you'll have to find other ways to occupy. If you want to watch hockey, game 3 of the Stanley Cup Finals is taking place tonight in Edmonton.
Not, you know, for two major sports in the finals, it hasn't been great.
No, Florida got a little delayed in their trip yesterday. They waited until the day before, and then there was tons of like bad rainstorms and flooding. It was like 3 or 4 hours they got delayed. They did make it, though.
They're like under emergency advisement or something.
The Panthers did make it to Edmonton late last night, so they will be there for the game today.
About a 9-10 hour flight.
Oilers trying to win for Canada. Canada hasn't won a Stanley Cup in, 3 decades?
Yeah.
Montreal Canadiens in the 90s. So.
Canadiens.
They're not Canadians.
No.
They're Canadiens.
Yes.
So they are trying to... You know, the pride of Canada. It's their sport, but they never win the Stanley Cup. But Florida is now 2-0. Or if you did want to watch baseball, you could do a little preview of the Padres' upcoming series. The Mets and Marlins play the rubber game of their 3-game series tonight while the Padres just wait in New York.
So,
do you think they go to the game? Is that in Miami or are they in New York?
No, it's in New York.
It's in New York. So
no,
they could go to the game.
They could. Scouting.
Go scout in person and get...
Down there.
Not at the game?
No, I'm sure they're going to enjoy
You can cheer for Skip Schumacher against the Mets.
I'm sure they're going to enjoy the lifestyle that New York provides. Now, Frankie, we were talking...
Please don't do that.
We were talking off the air.
Don't pre-watch the game.
Don't pre-watch?
Don't pre-watch.
Well, Severino's had a decent year. I want to watch him pitch. He's a trade bait candidate.
Okay.
It's very interesting because we were talking earlier about the San Diego Padres and how they've had to grind so hard to be 2 games over .500, right?
Yep.
And I think if you're, which is kind of my thing, and I think like, they have expended a lot of energy to be 2 games over .500.
I mean,
but you look
feels
at...
Feels like they've grinded really hard 37 times and not that hard 35 times.
No, see, but. I disagree because, again, think about the close losses last week.
But yeah.
Right, like, they have really grinded hard to be 2 games over .500. Conversely, the New York Mets, full of star power as well, have not. And they are not... What is their record right now currently, Frankie?
The Mets?
Yeah.
Like 27 and 36
okay.
Or something.
29 and 37.
29 and 37.
Right.
And your stars, you were reading off some of the stats of your stars earlier. Pete Alonso, Francisco Lindor, Jeff McNeil, Brandon Nimmo.
So Pete Alonso's batting average right now, second on the team, by the way, at .235. That's second on the team. Lindor is batting .234. Jeff McNeil, former batting champion, is hitting .226. Thank you for that. And Brandon Nimmo, who we just gave $100 million to, is batting .217. So, there
so
you go.
I mean, again, like I don't want to try to paint. You know, the grass could always be browner, I guess, but it absolutely could. And their stars are also not performing. Like a couple of our stars are not performing. But where the Padres are getting a lot of help from guys like Jackson Merrill, and others, it could be way worse, is what I'm trying to say.
Mind you, Edwin Diaz apparently is coming back tonight, and the fact that I'm not excited about that just shows you how the season has gone so far. He's blown 5 saves.
He's been going through
and has given up 5 home runs this season. To put that into perspective, he gave up 6. Between 2021 and 2022.
Crazy, man. Crazy. It's just this game is cruel and unfair a lot of times. I mean, there's no good reason that Francisco Lindor should be playing like that. There's no good reason Pete Alonso should be playing that poorly. It just, I don't know where it starts and stops with the New York Mets, but that they are a team that should be much better than
but
they are.
I can tell you, like, the pathetic fraud that I am. When I come in for Gwynn and Chris tomorrow, I am going to be meted out tomorrow.
Meted out.
Meted.
Like on medication.
Well, yes, that. But
no. Oh, meted out.
I will have my
methamphetamine.
You see where my mind went? I'm like, what meds are you taking, Frank? Xanax, perhaps?
Cocky
I didn't forward. Even make the meted.
The met head.
Yeah.
I will have my Mr. Met bobblehead with me. I
you don't have
be...
to do that here at the home of the San Diego
no,
Padres.
No, I will. I do. And I will show support because, as I told you last year, I hate losing to the Padres.
No, I bet you do.
Not just because it's not just because of 2022, but because I'm here and I'm in the middle of it.
Yeah.
I hate losing.
Oh, good. Well, I'll make sure to text you tomorrow if we end up winning. But you're throwing two lefties. You're fine.
No, we're
you're
not.
You're in it.
I just told you the lineup for
but you're in
average
it.
For our lineup.
I think we're having our buddy Casey Stern on tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I love Casey.
So we'll talk a little bit more about the Padres Mets tomorrow. And, of course, it'll be a manager's report Friday with Mike Schilt joining us from New York at 9 a.m. So we will be back. At 6 a.m., we will also be back in a couple of minutes for our Padres Roundtable, commercial-free Padres talk coming up next. Don't go anywhere. It's San Diego's, oh, thank you, Frank, on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.